By Tuesday, 7 people had presumptive positive tests for COVID-19 in Berkshire County. With more than 90 cases in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker declared a state of emergency on Tuesday. Allison Egan is a senior public health planner for the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, one of the groups leading a countywide effort to contain the outbreak of the disease. A specialist in public health disaster preparedness, Egan spoke with WAMC about the disease, its spread, and how the county is working to combat it.
The CDC has come out with specific recommendations for the elderly population. So, and not even just the elderly population, but populations over 50, over 60 are definitely at the greatest increased risk for the worst symptoms of COVID-19. And so in Berkshire County, as we all know, we have one of the oldest populations. I think about over 50% of our population in Berkshire County is over the age of 50. So that's of greater concern to us in particular, and then to that population that we're always concerned about. So we are also concerned, it's not just for the elderly population, but for people with major existing conditions, such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer or other immunocompromising conditions. And so the CDC has come out with specific recommendations for them. But one thing we really don't want to forget is our other vulnerable populations, which are people who are uninsured or underinsured for health insurance, people who don't have sick leave or paid sick leave from work, and people who are homeless or experiencing some level of unstable housing. Those populations are also of great concern, even though the CDC hasn't come out with special priorities for them yet.
What are the best strategies to protect those various vulnerable groups here in Berkshire County?
So according to the CDC, they recommend that anybody with existing health conditions or who's over the age of 50 or 60 to practice greater social distancing. So maybe don't go to that big, huge public event that you're thinking about this weekend. And also just practicing your personal protective measures, hand washing for 20 seconds, singing happy birthday twice is a great one. Everybody seems to be right on board with that, but really making sure you're washing under your fingernails. And after you wash your hands, not putting your hands in your mouth, in your nose, in your eyes, anywhere near your face if you can avoid that as much as possible. So those are the biggest protective measures for any respiratory disease, but in particular for COVID-19, those are going to be the best things to protect your personal health. And if you are sick, if you are experiencing even slight cough, slight fever, or slight shortness of breath, to protect the people you love and the people around you, so your family, your coworkers, your friends, if you're experiencing any mild symptoms, it's best that you stay away from them just until you're checked out by your primary care physician. You want to make sure that you're not exposing the people you love or your neighbors to something that they won't be able to fight off.
As far as like more common illnesses like the flu, what distinguishes COVID-19 and its spread from things people are more familiar with, again, like pneumonia or the flu?
So it's interesting because coronavirus is a really common type of viruses that encompasses SARS, that encompasses MERS, and also the common cold. So those are all coronaviruses. What's interesting about this one in particular is COVID-19 is a new form of that virus. And so we don't actually know, we don't have tons of data on how it affects different age groups and populations. So we tend to be concerned, for example, with the flu for our elderly population, which is the same as for COVID and flu, but also for our very young population with the flu. So a lot of people gauge the severity of a flu symptom by how many pediatric deaths occur in the United States every year. Also the total number of deaths, but in particular, the pediatric deaths. And we're finding with the COVID-19, there is some data to indicate that children are more protected and that children who are getting sick with COVID-19, at least at this point, what the data has been saying over the past couple of weeks is that children and young children are only experiencing more mild symptoms. That's not to say you should dismiss more severe respiratory symptoms in children. Definitely get them checked out. But we're seeing this disease in particular, compared to the common flu or the common cold, more heavily affecting our older population.
What kind of gestures or actions on the county level can best combat the spread of COVID-19 from, positions of municipalities, regional planning commissions like the one you work for?
Really, right off the bat, we started at the Berkshire County Boards of Health Association and the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission. We started convening our partners at the hospital, at the Health and Medical Coordinating Coalition, or the HMCC. We've notified MEMA of some things and getting together with DPH to make sure that we're starting at a good baseline of information together, strengthening partnerships that already exist, but in the time of emergency are of the utmost importance. One of the things we are doing, especially at the Berkshire County Boards of Health Association, is we're convening a working group for this emergency. So we are convening a group of all the health agents and public health nursing staff across the county, and we're going to provide additional situational updates and actions for them on top of the already existing memos that we send out every week to the boards of health. So keeping our partners informed and understanding that we're not necessarily medical personnel, but leaning on the hospital and the other medical professionals in our region to provide the clinical side, and then making sure that we're being transparent to the public as much as we can, and as soon as we get information, translating that for the layperson so that they can have a good understanding of how to protect themselves and where and when they should be concerned.
How worried should people be right now about this disease?
We're concerned for our own families, and we understand that people are very concerned for their families as well. But we do want to let people know that in all likelihood, if you are exposed to the COVID-19, that you will experience only mild symptoms. We have excellent medical care in Berkshire County. The Berkshire Medical Center has been right on top of testing people, which is why we have cases, because they're testing, which is a great thing to know, is that you can go to your primary, you can go to Berkshire Medical Center or other Berkshire health systems or private providers in the area and get tested if you are concerned. And there also is a Berkshire Medical Center hotline that you can find on their website if you think you have symptoms. Feel free to call that number and they'll inform you the best way to go about your issue or your medical concerns. But I would say at this point, people should acknowledge the news and should definitely practice additional protective measures like washing your hands, and if you're sick, stay home. But at this point, we're not seeing any deaths, and we're not seeing at this point any major severe cases in Berkshire County. So I think people should practice caution, as we always do during flu season, and protect yourself and your family first. And just keep an eye on the news, but also look out for your local Board of Health messaging, and also look out for messaging from Berkshire County Boards of Health Association. You can go to our website at BerkshireBoha.org, and we'll have situational updates for you to look at there.
There's been a lot of cancellations of public events around COVID-19. Is this a strategy that you'll see, that you think we'll see employed in Berkshire County as it continues?
So the Department of Public Health is not officially recommending that we cancel public events, at least up to the point that I'm saying this sentence. But I think we will start to see people opting out of public events and potentially some early closures or offerings to attend an event remotely. I think we are going to see more of that. I think as people understand the concept of social distancing and staying at home a little bit more, it's a good way to protect yourself. It's just not something that we're actually recommending at this point, but I could see in the future, if the situation does expand and get more severe, then that's going to be something that is hugely protective for our population. But again, we're not recommending that at this time.
As far as a timeline, how long is COVID-19 expected to be an active threat, and what are the benchmarks for efforts to contain it?
So we don't actually know how long this virus will be circulating around the world. I think it's been anticipated by people who do this data analysis every year for the flu season that it will kind of fade out over the summer season as it warms, just like we see the flu and common cold fading out. So that's sort of what we're hoping for and what we're expecting. Benchmarks to look for would be, we're going to see an uptick in cases across Massachusetts and the United States just because the state now has the capacity and capability of testing people and actually getting positive. So we'll see an uptick in cases. Of course, because we're testing, but then we'll see it level out, and then we should see people dropping off of that case list as they recover and recover fully and return back to normal life.